Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Yesterday, the U.S. Census Bureau released estimates from the 2024 American Community Survey. That set of data provides insight into the changing needs of communities. It also helps inform how trillions of dollars in federal funds are distributed each year for transportation, schools, and housing, among other things. Ness Sandoval is a professor of sociology and demography at St. Louis University. He joins us now to talk about what those 2024 numbers show about the St. Louis region and its challenges. Ness, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
So before we drill down into some of these estimates, Ness, in a sentence, what is your overall assessment?
Population stagnation. We are in a little bit of growth, but when you look within the data, there should be a little bit of concern if these trends continue over the next decade.
Mm-hmm. And to sort of stage set properly, is there anything that we should keep in mind as we discuss these estimates?
Yeah, so there are multiple data sets that are provided by the census and by other government agencies. We have to understand when we have these conversations what has happened over the past 50 years. The 15-county MSA only grew by 300,000 residents. Most of that was from natural population growth. So what we know is that method of growth has probably come to an end because we have more people dying than are born. So the only way you can grow is through migration, mm-hmm. more people moving in and international migration. And so what this data set allows us to look at is a more detailed portrait of what that migration might look like.
Okay. And we are definitely going to get to the migration point. We're not talking about these estimates or any numbers in a vacuum, and you were on the show just last month to speak to what you've just touched upon, which is population loss. But the first thing to living anywhere, the consideration is housing. So in another short answer question, is housing available now in the St. Louis region meeting the needs of residents here?
I would say no when we compare it to our peers. We're the 23rd largest metro in the United States. We have a very significant economy here in our region. Yet year after year, we perform very poorly on new housing permits. Last year, we were ranked 47th in the country. This year, we're producing even fewer housing than last year. We're ranked 56th and 52nd total permits in single-family homes. You cannot be a top 25 metropolitan region and be outside the top 50 metros and in the next breath say, but we want to grow as a region.
Mm-hmm. Who are our peers?
Well, the top 25. So this would be Charlotte, Orlando. But if we look at even smaller peers, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, they are outperforming us when it comes to new housing permits. If we're ranked 56th in the country, there are a lot of small metro regions who are producing a lot more housing than we're producing. And we have to also understand that people are trying to build housing in our region, but oftentimes they're encountering a lot of resistance, and it's not one place, it's throughout the region.
Mm-hmm. When you were with us in August, you said then that as a region, we do not prioritize families with children and that we vote against housing for families with children. What specifically were you referring to then, Ness?
When you think of single-family homes, we can go through several examples of developers wanting to develop these types of properties, but they find resistance. And so part of this is trying to understand when we look at our peers, we look at Indianapolis, we look at Kansas City, we look at some other ones, we see that that type of resistance may be there, but not at the magnitude we see here in St. Louis.
And the resistance is coming from?
All over the region. I mean, this is coming from residents who do not want to see change. Elected officials are afraid to think about a region with more housing for families with children. And we have to, there are many data sources, not just one, that reflects why would a family want to move to our region if the housing is not here?
Mm-hmm.
And so we are 44th in the country in terms of our birth rate. We are a major metropolitan region, so we have to ask why, where are the young families going? We can see in Detroit, Detroit was in a very similar circumstance to the St. Louis Metro. But within a couple of years, they were able to turn around their natural population numbers, and now they have more babies born than people dying because there was a commitment in Detroit to reimagine, to have a rebirth and a renaissance. I mean, young people see this. Young people want to be part of something exciting. Mm-hmm. And so when you see that turnaround, it means young families are going there.
What does the cost of housing then have to do with that?
Well, if you keep postponing, it's going to be more and more expensive to build these types of homes because labor is going up, land is going up. Our products to actually build homes is becoming more expensive. And so we should have been building this previous years when it was a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot get behind. If we stay out of the top 50 and we end up 56th in the country, we simply won't, and we're going to talk about population. What happens, let's just say, what happens if we do become this magnet and we get 10,000 people coming into our region every year, 15,000? We don't have enough housing.
Not ready for it.
To even support what we have right now. And so it could be like Denver, Colorado, where so many people came, not enough housing. Then it becomes a place that's not affordable, and mm-hmm. then people leave.
So also in these estimates, there is information about HOA fees. Homeowners associations are booming. They're more than ever before. And looking at the data, monthly HOA fees are much more expensive in Illinois compared to Missouri. It's $54 per month in Missouri, $237 a month in Illinois. Why is it that the census tracks HOA fees, and what does that tell us?
Well, the census is trying to provide the most detailed portrait of what it costs to live in a house. And they provide a series of other tables about how much of your money is going for housing. And if you're economically stressed, you're spending more than 30% of your income for housing. And so it's not just about mortgages. It's about insurance, and it's about these fees.
Statistically, what is it that we know, Ness, about how households themselves are changing, who's living in them?
Yeah, so these are larger trends that are beyond St. Louis. We just happen to be ahead of where a lot of regions are at. At the national level, households with families and children are declining, and we have households without children increasing. Actually, they're actually larger than family households with children. For the St. Louis metropolitan region, we actually have a higher percentage of households without children than the U.S. level. And so that reflects what we see here is, right, the new data shows us we have fewer households with children today than we did in 2010. And for almost all of our major counties, they have fewer households with children, or they're almost at the exact same level where they were in 2010. So when you look at a county like St. Charles, that's the fastest growing county in a region, in terms of absolute growth, it leads the state. But almost all of that growth is from households without children.
Mm-hmm. And this includes older residents
as
well, right?
That's what it indicates is that you're getting empty nesters, never nesters, double income, no kids. And so we have to ask the question, we know that there are still households with children. There are young people getting married who are having children. They're just not making St. Louis their primary destination. And that has to change.
Mm-hmm.
If we sit back and not even try to encourage young people to come here and not build for them, they're going to go to Indianapolis. They're going to go to Nashville. They're going to go to Oklahoma City.
You talked about the foreign-born population. You have on the show in the past about people who are moving here. The estimates released yesterday indicate that the foreign-born population is slightly down. St. Louis is one of three metropolitan statistical areas among the top 50 to see that drop in the numbers. What is it that you make of that decrease, even if it's a small one?
Yes, this is, it's a signal. And if you go back historically, you've always had these drops in the foreign-born population. But what happens, if you think historically, the drop continues with another drop, with another drop. And so this is why we need to be vigilant, because our immigrant population in St. Louis, unlike many cities, is a highly skilled, highly educated population. And so when you have highly skilled, highly educated individuals, they can be mobile. And we look at Texas, you look at Austin, you look at Dallas, Houston, there is demand for highly skilled laborers. And so I can just speak personally, because I live in Chesterfield, in the fourth largest immigrant city in Missouri. I've seen my friends leave over the past year, my immigrant friends leave, because they were offered better jobs in Atlanta, in Austin, in Dallas. So I've seen this personally, where these are also major cities that need labor. So they're in here, they're recruiting from all over the country, this type of skill.
Now, there have been increases in white, Asian, and Latino populations. And this is where we're talking about migration. And there's also been a small decline in Black population. So some of what you've talked about, the prospect for better lives, better living elsewhere, are those the only factors that seem to be contributing to this migration change?
There are many factors of why one decides to move and leave our region. The trend for African Americans leaving began over a decade ago. And so we can question whether last year was the outlier. It showed a small increase. But this new estimate is in line with trends that go back to 2010. We have lost over 10% of our Black population. And so it could be that last year was the outlier, and these estimates continue to show that young African American, the professional class, are finding opportunities in Atlanta, in Charlotte, in Austin that they cannot find here.
Mm-hmm. We heard from Beth, who says, I've been a city resident for the past 25 years and have stayed mainly because it's cheap, familiar, and close to family. The reason I'm planning to move out of the city, possibly to Illinois in the next few years, is that the city is never going to be a desirable place to live until the schools are competitive and the Board of Alders is constantly giving away all the tax money in TIFs. I'm tired of watching this snake eat its tail. What do you make of that, Ness? And what is it that we know about migration within this region?
Yes. So when we look at population growth in St. Charles and Jefferson County, Lincoln County, a lot of this is internal. People moving from the city, from St. Louis County out to these suburbs. So there are a couple of ways to talk about this. St. Louis City is still the number one entry point for our region, for people leaving another metropolitan region. It gets about, it was getting about 10,000, now it's down to 8,000 a year. The question is, do they stay here or do they move out to the suburbs? And so the question that you raised is a very important question, because when people get here, they do an assessment and they look at the opportunity structure in the city and then they realize, am I gonna stay or am I gonna leave? And oftentimes, those families with children ultimately decide the opportunity structure is so broken that you need to get out to the suburbs, or you go altogether to a different city. Mm-hmm. And we see this in the data. St. Louis has a challenge. St. Louis Public Schools is a major asset. They have to address the declining student population and how to deliver quality education, because this is not going to go away. The declining births is coming. So the city has to get ahead of these trends.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we close here, Ness, historically, how close have estimates, like the ones that were released yesterday, how close do they come to final numbers? And to what extent does this preliminary data affect distribution of federal funding?
This is a great question. So this is an estimate, and within the estimates, there are margin of error. So when we look at the foreign-born and the decline, it's within the margin of error. So we say it's not a statistical change. But if we go back in time, we can see that some of these differences are statistically different. And so we always use other data besides the census to see if the story is being told. So Bank of America has a data set that they released that's of their customers. And their data is pretty consistent to what the census is producing. IRS has their own data that they use on in and out, people moving in and out of a region. Their data is very, very consistent to what we see with the census. So we never just rely on one set of data sets. We use multiple data sets to see if the story, the overall story, is the same story that's being told.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have some follow-up to do about that story in the future. Ness Sandoval is a professor of sociology and demography at St. Louis University. Thank you so much, Ness, for coming back to talk with us.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.